The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Zevachim has been dedicated by our good friend and student of the Shi'ur Daf Yomi, Binyamin HaKohen, Benny Cohen, that they call Benny C., that has dedicated this Masechet, and Be'ezrat Hashem he will have Hatzlacha V'harvacha, and being that he is a Kohen, Be'ezrat Hashem when Mashiach comes, he will serve in the Beit HaMikdash with the other Kohanim that will serve in the Zichut, that he dedicated this Masechet that specifically talks about the Avodah of the Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash of the Korbanot.
Daf. Tzedvav. Today's Daf is being studied. Leilu Nishmat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenechenu ben Eden Fuah Shalom Miki ben Jamie. V'latzlachat ben Yamin ben Esther. Sheyatzliach b'chol inyanav. We are in the Gemara. We're up to Yudalar Amud Bet. We should be up to Behare. That's going to be Behare Holachat Evarim, which should be towards the middle of the page. Behare Holachat Evarim. It's right next to the Tosafot Hagaha. Across from the Tosfot Hagaha, maybe one line down. So the Gemara now is discussing a question. We learned in the Mishnah, according to the Bishimon, he holds that holachat adam, carrying the blood to the Mizbeach, is not considered an avodah. Therefore, if a person doesn't say machshevet pigul during the holacha, it's not ma'akev the korban. What's the reason why the Bishimon says holacha is not considered an avodah? It's because it's not a batelah. Because you can do without it. If you slaughter the korban next to the Mizbeach, the holacha is not necessary at all. So since it's a shad batela, so that's what we said, machshevet pigul is not going to affect it. So Gemara says, v'adeh olachat evarim lekevesh. Let's say bringing the bones of korban olah to the kevesh, to the ramp of the mizbeah, the avodah shev shad batela. This is an avodah that you're able to do it out because you're able to skin the animal right next to the mizbeah, and therefore you wouldn't have to bring the animal close to mizbeah bichlal. And still what? Uvsula bizar. But a zar, a stranger, is not allowed. Non-Kohen cannot do that service. Dichtiv. Dichtiv ha-Kohen et ha-Kol v'ktir ha-Mizbecha. V'amar mor zu ha-Lachat evarim la-Kevesh. The dafka has to be done by a Kohen. So you see what? That even an avodah that's not necessary still needs to be done by a Kohen. So why, according to the Bishimon, it's mashma that the holacha, since it's not an avodah, holacha can be even done by a zar, we said, according to the Bishimon. What do you mean? You see, it's not so. You see, an avodah that's efshal batela, for example, the holacha tevarim of the olah to the kevesh, is an avodah that's efshal batela, surah bezar. Because you could skin the animal right next to the mizbeah, just put the stuff right in the mizbeah. So Yomara says, "Echad galle galle, echad lo galle, lo galle," which means we have a gezanta katuv, where it's revealed to us they need a kohen, like by the korban olah. Okay, it's galle, it's revealed to us. However, in another place, for example, holachat adam, over there by the olah, somebody holachat evarim, bringing the bones and the limbs to the mizbeah. But for example, holachat adam doesn't say anything that the dam has to be brought tafka by a kohen. In a chalameh, could be a skashed lezar. And if according to the Bishimon, I can say that avodah sheefshar lebatela is not considered an avodah, and therefore sevara would tell me I could even use a zar because it's not considered an avodah. And if I found a certain place where you need a kohen, I'll say it's considered a katuv. Hechad shegila gila, hechad shelo gila lo gila. So the Gemara says, "V'lav kol dechenu." So we're talking about a kol sheken. Uma holachat evarim lekevesh delo me'akeva kapara paya keuna holachat dam de me'akeva kapara lekol sheken. If holachat evarim that doesn't bring kapara to the person and still it needs a kohen, dam which is the kapara of the person, the sprinkling of it and the bringing it to the mizbeah, part of it, kol sheken it should need a kohen. So therefore, don't say that you need a kohen. You can't say this shita that a kohen be sure you're not going to need a kohen. Itman name Amar Olam Rabbi Azar Olacha Bezar Pesula Afilu Rabbi Shimon. Bottom line, you need a kohen for Olacha, which means we're separating things here now. Even though you want to argue and tell me that it's not considered a vital avodah, Efshal Lebatela, Pigul's not going to affect it, but you still need a kohen. That much we're not going to go. Even though it's not considered an avodah, but pesula bezari. And therefore?
The bottom of Yosef, they're wrong.
They want to say that Azar is okay? Yeah.
No, they want to say that it's not Shimon and the rabbis.
Right, now we're going to say that it's a... We have a... No. Adrabah. We make this cover, Homer knocks them out. We make this cover, Homer knocks them out. Okay. Ibai Elihu. Let's say the Kohen is standing right next to the Mizbayah and he's just able to stretch his hand on the Mizbayah to put the blood on the Mizbayah. That's the way he can bring it close to the Mizbayah. Is that considered a holacha or it's not considered a holacha? Which means if Kamina Bazar does it. If it's considered a holacha, then a Zar cannot do it. If it's not considered a holacha, maybe holacha is only walking. But if you're doing the holacha as hoshata, where you're just staying stationary, maybe that's not considered a holacha. And nafkamina also. If it's not a holacha, there will not be pigul at that type of a transfer to the mizbeah. So that's the she'ela. Tashema. So Gemara wants to bring it out now. Vechen Yoshev, vechen Semol Pasul. Ha omed dumyad de yoshev kasher. Okay, a kohen that's sitting, right, sitting during the avodah is pasul. Vechen semol, left-handed, we said during the avodah is pasul. Whether you do it with kabbalat adam or holacha v'zlika. Now, how do you do holacha b'yeshiva? Must be you're sitting next to the mizbeah. You're sitting next to the mizbeah and you with your hand, you're putting it next to the. So we're saying yeshiva would be pasul. Mashawat, if you were doing the same action standing, it would be kasher. If you're just standing next to the mizbeah and you're putting the thing on the mizbeah, it's considered kasher. And therefore, why it is considered holacha? Dafka sitting next to the mizbeah, no, because you're sitting. But if you were standing next to the mizbeah, it's mashawat was considered legitimate holacha. That's the Gemara's answer. Dilma Yosef de kashayif meshaf. Maybe when it says sitting, it means he's dragging himself. He's sitting on the floor and he's dragging himself to the mizbeah, so he's moving. And therefore, Omed Dumyad Yoshev, deny it purta. And the case that we're going to say Omed is kasher, is talking about also where he's walking like a Yoshev, meaning he's taking little steps. No. Maybe Dafka, where you're moving, it's considered a holacha. Maybe the sitting that we're talking about is a moving sitting. That's why it's pasul, because you're sitting. But if you were standing and moving a little, since you were nayid purta, that's considered a holacha. We have no ra'ayah if you're standing stationary, that's a holacha. Maybe dafka moving is considered a holacha. The guy was sitting on the floor and he was pushing himself towards the mizbeah. Oh, pasul, that's yoshev. But if it was omed and taking little steps, let's say, towards the mizbeah, he's nayid purta, he moved a little, that is considered a holacha. So you have no ra'ayah in a stationary position, just going like this, that's considered a holacha. Okay, next raya. Tashema Shahat Israel. Okay, we know Shahitas Keshera Bezar. Vikbir HaKohen. The Kohen received the blood. Netano lahavero, vahavero lahavero. Somebody talked about this yesterday. Pes Korma Pesach. How does Korma Pesach work? There's a row of Kohanim. The Shochet, the Mekabel's Mekabel. He gives it to the first Kohen, the Kohen passes it to the next Kohen. Next Kohen, everybody's standing in a line. So the holacha is done in a stationary position. There's a row of kohanim that just pass the blood all the way to the mizbeah. So you see what? That you don't have to move, and it's still considered a holacha. No, each one online has to move a little. They don't just pass. They have to receive it and move a step, whatever it is, in order to make a holacha. So the Gemara says, "Umayka mashmalan." So what's the chadush over here? Which means, what's the chadush that you're telling me that they pass it to this one and to this one? If you tell me the case you're talking about where they were standing stationary, there's a chadush. that stationary holakah is considered a holakah. But once you tell me they're moving, my kamash malan. But Rav Amar dat melech is coming to tell me it's a hidur. To do it this way is considered a more mehudar way, where you're doing it with many, you know, the more the merrier, the more people that are involved in the holakah is considered the more hidur. Okay, so we have no raya yet. Tashema. Okay, this is the Mishnah later on Lamed Bet. Kibel akasher. Okay, what happened? The Kohen took make tabalat adam. Yeah, he received the blood. Venatan le pasul, and he gave the blood to the psul. Okay, to a Israel, let's say. Yahzir le kasher. Oh, so what's the deen? He gave it to a pasul. So the law says, give it back to the Kohen, and let him do it the right way. He's got to reverse it. He's got to undo what he did. Now, what is that going to teach us? So look at Rashi. Look at the third line in Rashi. Marcelo, read the Rashi. Let's try this new gadget over here. Read the Rashi. Third wide line. Yahzir lakasher. Shinatnulo. Meaning the Kohen is Mekabel. He gave it to a pasul, so we said, oh, that's not good. A pasul cannot make kolacha. Give it back to the original kohen. Okay, so what do we say? What is that? What's the deen over there? So we said it's kasher. Let's see what pasul. Okay, number one, even though it was a pasul in between, it's not going to ruin the holacha. You can undo it. You got a pasul doing the holacha. Let him return it, and we'll make believe it never happened. Shemeh. Oh. So what do you see over here? You see that this holakha that the kasher made to the pasul is not considered a holakha. Because what do we say? It's not kasher. The pasul didn't move anything. The pasul was standing there. The kasher gave it to him. So he said, oh, that's no good. You didn't do a holakha. Give it back. So that she points out that the second thing you should learn is the holakha zu. I'm reading again. Sha'asa kasher shelo beregel. Shoshit the psul, he just passed it over to the psul. Shaya omed betzad mizbeach. Lo nashid bekshev, v'lo shmolacham. Diktani, yazid na mishnat nalo. Now, if you olacha shomeg shimolacha, if you tell me it's considered olacha, why would it say yazidena? Let the Yisrael just stand there, and let the next kohen take it from his hands and continue. Why do you gotta undo it? Why do you gotta go backwards? If you tell me olacha, Shelo beregel is kasher, so the kohen made the holacha. He moved it to the Israel. Okay, so now I gotta keep it going. I gotta keep the chain going. So let the kohen in front of the mizbeach take it from the Israel and go further. Why are you telling me you gotta undo this? You gotta give it back to the. Ela must be that the holacha shelo beregel is not considered a holacha. That's the Gemara's raya. Gemara says no. That's not the pshat in the Mishnah. Read the Mishnah like this. Ema yahazor kasher vikabelena. Exactly like we just thought. Let a Kohen come and receive it from the Yisrael and continue. You don't got to go backwards. Let a Kohen come. The Yisrael is standing there holding the blood, right? Let a Kohen come next to Mizbayah. Come to him, excuse me. Give me this blood, please. And continue walking. It's not giving it back this way. Yahazir le Kohen this way. Towards the Mizbayah. Yeah? Look at Rashi. Emma Yahzor, we did a Shima Salo. Emma Yahzor Kasher. Period. Yitelenu. Kama. Right. We had a Telenu. Originally was good. So you're not going to go backwards to undo that. You're going forward. From here on in, let it Kasher. Take the blood from the Quran. Itmar. Amar Ulam Rabbi Hanan. Holaka shelo beregel la sheme holaka. Okay, now we got a ula. The name of Yohanan. It's not considered a holaka. Okay, you have to walk. Nafkamina. If it's not considered a holaka, there's no pigul. Because it's not considered avoda. It's not pasul. It's not considered legitimate. Gemara says, Efshar letakuna. Olo efshar letakuna. Gemara's question. So you tell me holacha is no good. Holacha shelo beregel is not considered holacha. You gotta walk. So Gemara says, if you didn't walk, could you fix it or can't you fix it? Look at the top of the sheet. Efshar letakuna ben sha'asa'a zar. Let's say a Zar did it. Ben Sha'asa Kohen.
What's the Gimel? Kohen Ba'amu, what is it going to say? Kohen Da'amat Ein Holacha. Right, or Kohen did it. You tell me Sa'ar Holacha.
Upsula Deha Na'asit Shokil Keta. Miu Yeshta Takana La'azira. Now, can you reverse? Meaning, return it back to the original spot and do over. Or En La Takana. Or maybe there's no Takana in such a case. Okay, that's the Gemara's question. Right, once already you broke the action in it, doing something psul in between, could be you cannot do it. Now you got to take the new blood, and do it again. It's halakha, you ruined it already. You did it psul, you can't reverse it. That's the Gemara's question. Yeah, you take the blood, no animal. Tashema. Kibel kasher, venatan la psul, yahzil kasher. Okay, well, we just say it. If a Kohen was mekabel the blood, venatan the pasul, and he gave it to the pasul, so what do we say? Yazir the kasher, return it. So you see why you can retract it. He gave it to his son. So what do we say? Give it back now. Venehina med yazir the kasher v'kabelenu. Now, and even if you want to learn like we learned, it means go forward, give it to the Kohen, the next Kohen to go forward towards the mizbeach. Isal kadatach lo efshal letakuna. If you're going to tell me that what? That if shalat takana, that you cannot fix it. It paslala, it became pasul already. Which means, since when you made the original halakha, it's pasul. So what do you tell me? Return it back or go forward? Once already you did a halakha, shelo beregel. If you're telling me it's pasul, so if you tell me that you cannot fix it, so it became pasul already. Look at Nashi. Yahzir lekasher, third line. Obviously, if you can give it back to the kasher, meaning the Kohen was received the blood, he gave it to a pasul. So let me say, let the pasul give it back. Let him return and start again. Hey, what do you see? What if shalat takana? Unihina me, kolomal. Vihina me mfinisha de bechasher rishon, shiodich letzad mizbeach ka'amar. Well, if you're learning like we learned above, it means go forward, keep the line moving. Let the sinner give it to a Kohen. Let the Kohen take it from him. Exactly. Then Adraba. If you're learning like that, then you learn that the first halakha was kasher. But if you're learning like you learned on the last amud, then you're learning halakha is kasher. Because if you're telling me the Kohen gave it to Israel, let another Kohen take it from him. That means the first halakha was kasher. So that's for sure not the question. Even if you want to tell me the other way, that this first holacha was not going to give it back, you see, you can give it back. You can return it. It's kasher ali de takana. That's what you see. So the Gemara says, oh, give us a hadush now. Misa vate kai zar gavai. What are you talking about? The way we were learning, where was this Israel standing? We thought he was standing gavai, meaning on the outside, be closer to the mizbeach. The Kohen received it. The Kohen has the mizbeach, right? The Israel's here. The Kohen received it, he gave it, he passed it to the Zar. So he's moving the line. You want to say, no, he's not standing over there. Where's he standing? No, the Ka'e Zar Barai. He's standing not on the inside, he's standing on the outside. Barai. Means he's standing, the Kohen is standing over here, the Israel is behind him. So therefore, it's not even considered halakha. He gave it to him backwards. So he's going further from the Mizbayah. So Gemara says, if you gave it to him backwards, then let him take it back. Because that's not considered halakha bichlal. If you're going forward, then we can discuss halakha. But now when he's going backwards, we always took the case of the Zayn, we're talking about he was passing it towards the Mizbayah. No! The case is talking about with his eyes behind him. So he gives it to him this way, reverse. So he's like, no, let the Kohen take it back from him and continue the process. He says, "Shelefi biur ze b'mishnah tzlichim lefer shekavanatahu shechozer kasher v'notel miyad ha-pasul." Right, the kasher has to take it from the pasul, because now this is a halakha. It's not enough for the pasul to return it, because if the pasul is going to return it, he's making a halakha, because he's behind. So you have to say the kasher has to take it from the pasul's hand and keep the line moving. That's a very poor point to say over there. So we have no raya, it's not a halakha issue. It's not even a discussion of halakha over there. It's not halakha bichlal. Itmar, Amar Ulam Rabbi Yochanan, halakha shelo beregel, pesula.
Okay, so what is he saying? We learned this already, no? It's Pesula. Yeah, we just added the name of was that the same statement? What do you say above? Above was Lo Shemeh Halacha. It doesn't count. And what? Pesula is worse? Ve'afilu imasa'a kohen pasal bekach et adam. Okay, is that difference? Alma lo efshal etakuna. That's the Gemara's point. It's Gemara's, it is the same thing. The Gemara's trying to make a proof over here. That what? Alma lo efshal etakuna. It's mashma that you cannot fix it. Where do you see you cannot fix it? All he says is holacha shelo beregel is pesula. So why can't you fix it? Where do you see anything in that statement that you can't return it back and fix it? Well, you see an ayah from that? He says, "Kesad mashma le gemara mehorat ula shulakat shomer posed tadam di efshal takena." Hare gam le'ayel, he said the same thing. We said ula b'shem luchah holacha shomer shem holacha lo shem holacha. Uchol zod yaves safek. The first statement of ula in the name of Rabbi Yehuda was what? Lo shem holacha. We said a safek, but could you reverse it? Then he comes along and says another statement. Holacha shomer pesula. Ah, it must be that efshal le takena. Where do you see that from?
Pesula doesn't mean that,
doesn't it? Which is a stronger word. It's nothing. It's nothing. So you didn't do anything. So you can just do over. Pesula, you did something wrong. It's worse. That's the next line. אחוכיו המפרשים שאין לומר כן כי לשוב פסולה יש אותנו שולקה פסולה את האדם כשר יכול לעשות דקי. I can tell you פסולה means the action is פסול but the blood still כשר. Do it again. I mean, just like we learned above. So יש שכתבו that was part of the statement that Ula said it. Meaning when Ula quoted Rabbi Yohanan, he quoted Pesula Alma Lo Efshal Etakena. That was part of the statement that he brought over from Eretz Yisrael. Okay, in any event, that's what the Gemara wanted to prove over here. That what? Lo Efshal Etakena. Eti be Rav Nachman le'Ula. So Rav Nachman asks Ula. Nishpach menakli al Rispa. Oh, interesting case. Let's say the guy's carrying the blood, and the blood fell on the floor. Vasafor, so you gather it. It's kashir. Now hold it. When the blood splatters on the floor, doesn't some of it splatter towards the mizbeah? That's a holacha shelo beregel. And still you're telling me what? Collect it and keep on going. So you see what? That even though you had a holacha shelo beregel, which is pesula, you could reverse it, pick it up, and continue walking. And when it fell on the floor, didn't some of the blood splatter towards? Is that a holacha? The floor is kodesh. So what are you picking up the cloth? Obviously the shita is holding. You have to pick it up. So it's mahalukah if the floor is kadosh or not. But the point is, when the fact you have to pick it up, and you can still go. What do you mean? This blood should be pasul. The blood that fell towards the mizbeach should be pasul. You cannot be able to undo it. You know how it fell? It fell backwards. Nothing went forwards. So you don't have to move until anything. Gemara says, come on. It only falls backwards, doesn't fall forwards. It's a doch. The same Mishnah is talking about that case. When something spills, it splatters both ways. Gemara says, I'll tell you how. Bimkom midron. It was where there was an incline. So the floor was tilted, was sloped backwards. So therefore, when he spilled it, it went backwards. So there's an incline going back; it's going to fall back. That's how you have a case. Or Gemara says, "Ibaitema biguma." Okay, when he was walking, there was a ditch. So all the blood that fell into the ditch. It didn't go forward because there was a hole in the guma in the ground. Ibaitema bismicha. Thick blood that was starting to congeal, so it doesn't slide forward. It fell in its place and just trickled back. The Gemara is giving different ways how the blood could come back. So the Gemara says, "Ve'ekapal tana lashmeinan kol haneh."
this way. That's what the Tanah is talking about. I mean, the Tanah told us this case over here in such an odd case where the blood spilled and it went backwards because it was in the Guma. It's such an odd case that I need the Tanah to come and tell me such a rare case like this. Adetani be'idach perking. Look at what it says over here. Nishpach ala ritzpa. It says later on, Nishpach ala ritzpa, if it fell, let's say, on the floor, and you didn't receive it in a klisharet, Vasafo pasul. So we said, if it fell on the floor, which means there's two cases. There's one case where you put it in klisharet, and then it was in the klisharet, and then it fell. Since it received in klisharet already, we say now you can collect it because already was caught in klisharet. But let's say it fell right on the floor; it didn't go into klisharet in the first place. So then we say it's pasul. So we're making a chiluk if it hit the klisharet or it didn't hit the klisharet. So the Gemara says, "What do you have to give me a case where it's pasul where it didn't hit the klisharet?" Liflog v'litne bedida. And say what? Exactly. Give me a case where you received it in klisharet, and still you have a case where it's going to be pasul, where the blood fell and it went forward. Which we always rather you give me a machloket in the same case. The Gemara is trying to show me one case is kashir, one case is pasul. What's the kashir case? If you caught it in klisharet, it spilled, went backwards, and then you collected it. No problem. So the Gemara said, what's the case is pasul? Where it fell straight from the neck, straight on the floor. You never caught it with klisharet. Why do you have to give me a case where it fell straight on the floor? Give me a case where you caught it in klisharet, and still it's going to be pasul. What's the case was klisharet? Where it went forward. If you're telling me that there's a difference between forward and backwards, like you're telling me now, liflog velitni bedida. Give me the kasher and the pasul in the same case. We always rather give me the... Always you can find a kasher and a pasul in the same, as opposed to generating a new case. It's much better. What problem? You're telling me what? You're telling me when it falls forward, it's pasul. Because that's what we learned in the case. It fell backwards. Right? When it fell backwards, if it's okay, collect it, because you know how that comes a little bit, and then no problem. Gemara later on says, Mishnah later on says, what's the case where if the blood falls on the floor, it's pasul? Wait, it didn't land in klisharet bichlal. It fell straight on the floor. Why do you got to give me that case? Give me a case where even if it fell in the klisharet, and when it spilled on the floor, it slatted forward. If forward is psul, give me the psul case even when it landed in the klisharet. Odd palm. It says in the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah. One case it says kasher, one case it says pasul. What's the pasul case? Pasul case is you caught it in the... Yeah, pasul case is straight from the neck of the animal on the floor. Pasul, it's got to land in the klisharet. No good. Okay, pasul, no good. Okay, what's the kasher case? Where it landed in klisharet, and then he dropped it, and it went backwards. So since there was no halakha, so if you don't have to undo anything, collect it up and go. So the Gemara is asking, if you're telling that there's a chiluk between whether it fell backwards or whether it fell forward, that backwards is pasul and forwards is kasher, you can give me the pasul case even if you caught it in the klisharet, and you dropped it and it went forward. Liflog v'litni bedida. Give me the same case. And not only that, the Gemara says, based on this, yes, tiyufta. Therefore, it is indeed a question, which means, if you're right that going forward is indeed pasul, because it's a holakha shlo b'regel, and ifshar to make a tikkun on it, like you want a medayek from this mishnah, then it should have kept the case of kasher and pasul in the same case of klisharet, forward and backwards. The fact that it didn't do that, it's mashma that even if it fell forward, it's kasher. It doesn't matter which direction it fell. And that's why the Mishnah didn't make a chiluk between kasher and pasul in the directions where it fell. The only case of pasul it could make up is when it fell straight on the floor. Therefore, we have no raya from the Mishnah. Adam, I can tell you that holacha shelo beregel is not going to be possible. It fell on the floor forward, no problem. Pick it up, put it in the keli, and do it again. Do over. You have no raya from this Mishnah that you can't do it over. Itmar. More statements. Holacha shelo beregel, machloket Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbanan. Oh, ho. That's review. What was Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbanan in our Mishnah? We always learned the case of Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbanan in our Mishnah was holacha in general. We're going to call it holacha rabbati. The regular holacha, walking to the Mizbeah. Rabbi Shimon said what? Holacha is not an avodah. because you could do away with it. Since you could do away with it, it's not necessary, it's not an avodah, no problem. As the rabbi said, I don't care. Well, lachaz avodah, even though you could do away with it, fine. So now the rabbi's going to say, oh, you know what they were talking about? What is it they were talking about? You think they were talking about a regular halakha walking from here to the mizbeach? Nah. They were talking about a halakha shelo beregel. New way of learning the Mishnah. That they were all discussing where the guy's right next to the mizbeach. And they're just putting the blood on the mizbeach, or the stuff on the mizbeach. And in that case, the Rabbanan are going to say that's considered an avodah. And the Mishnah was going to say it's not considered an avodah. The machloket in the Mishnah was talking about a holacha shelo beregel. Read inside. Etmar holacha shelo beregel. If it's considered avodah, machloket Rabbi Shimon beRabbanan. The holacha rabbati. If we're talking about holacha rabbati, meaning a long holacha like we learned till now, the kolam alo peligi dipsula. Everybody else is pasu. The long holacha, everybody says it's considered avodah, and therefore, if you have pigul thoughts at that moment, pasu. Ki peligi beholacha zutarti. The machloket is talking about where it's a minimum holacha. Holacha that you did it next to the mizbeach. Rabbanan is going to say that it's considered a avodah, and therefore it's pasul if you have pigul at that point. And Rabbi Shimon is going to say, nah, holacha, but zutarti is not considered avodah. That's nothing. Just putting it on next to the mizbeach, that's nothing. Now therefore it's not considered avodah, therefore pigul is not going to affect it. That's the new way of learning the Mishnah. But when we learned the Mishnah, we thought we were talking about a regular holacha. They said, nah, regular holacha, everybody holds this pasul if you have a pigul on it. Walking to the mizbeah. But so what are they arguing on? No, they're arguing on a non-holacha type of holacha. Non-walking holacha. So Gemara says, when they heard that pirush, mahaku ala bima'arabam, they laughed at him. They laughed at this understanding. How could you explain like this? Ela hatata off. This is the Gemara's question. What's hatat ta'of? That's if you have, they brought hatat ta'of. You have a korban hatat, it's a bird. They have to sprinkle the blood of the bird on the mizbeach. How do they sprinkle it? They must take the bird and they shake the bird. No sticking your finger, no nothing. The bird itself, they just shake it and they put it on the walls of the mizbeach. Okay? So Gemara says, hatat ta'of, tefsula b'machshavah. Now we notice pigul by hatat ta'of. The Rabbi Shimon hechi mashkachat la. According to Rabbi Shimon, what's going to be the case? How are you going to have pigul? Why? Right. If he had a machshavah pigul before the blood came out, lo klumu, it's nothing. Pigul's got to be during the service. If when he's holding the bird in his hand, he has pigul thoughts, that's nothing. It's got to be during the avodah. Okay, so that cannot be the case. And if it's talking about where after the blood came out of the animal's neck when he sprinkled it, it abid aleh mitzvato. The mitzvah was done already. The hazaah was done. Which means there's no point of the hazaah, according to the Bishamon, that you can consider it a ma'aseh, a legitimate ma'aseh, that pigul is going to be able to be posel. Why? Again. He says it. Ki im ne'anua ha'of beterim yitziat damo. He's shaking the animal, shaking the bird. Yeah, before the blood came out. How do you get the blood out? You shake. Let's say he's shaking. The blood didn't come out yet. Yeah. This is considered ma'aseh zutrit. He's right next to the mizbeach. Correct. He's right next to the mizbeach. What did you just teach me in the Mishnah Rabbi Shimon? That if you're next to the mizbeach, that's not considered a ma'aseh. It's too close. Good. So I'm next to the mizbeach with my bird in my hand. Okay. It says, oh, be careful, there's pigul by hatata off. Could you tell me where the pigul is? If it's talking about where I start shaking, okay? So this is not considered a legitimate masa, because I'm right next to the mizbeah, so the pigul at this point is going to be nothing. They either mean, oh, you know when you had the pigul? When the blood came out. By the time the blood came out, it's over already. Game over. What's pigul? You did the mizbeah already. So according to the Bishamon, where at what point do you have pigul? You can't tell me it's this point when he's shaking it. Because you tell me anything that's done next to the mizbeach is considered ma'aseh. It's like considered a ma'aseh, just like the holacha. Holacha that's next to the mizbeach is like considered a ma'aseh. So this, which is next to the mizbeach, is considered a ma'aseh. So pigul's out at this point, they're shaking. You know, when is it? After the blood came out. After the blood came out, you did the mizbeach already. What's the pigul? So at what stage? My kushya. What kind of question is that? Dilma mid the panish va'ad the matal mizbeach. Wow. In the mid-air. You're shaking, you're right, it's nothing. When it lands on the mizbeach already, it's over. You're like, when's the pigul? from the second the blood leaves the bird mid-air, that's considered an avodah. The zedikah itself. Which means, after you shook it, this is nothing. This is maaseh zutriti, like we're going to say, let's say. Now the blood came out in the air. Your maaseh is finished over here. Now the blood's in the air. At that point, the guy took pigul in the 1.3 seconds from the time that it takes to get from the airspace until the landing of his bayah. That's going to be considered at the time that he can make pigul. So he says, "Mishaash shepinesh adam mitzavara off ve'ad shegilam his bayah." That was much adam ba'avir. Yes, to what she in avodat hazah nigmeret, which means the hazah not complete until it hits the mizbeah. We thought hazah done once it leaves the animal's neck. So we said, oh, once it leaves the animal's neck, there's no pigul anymore. Says no, the hazah really doesn't end until it lands on the mizbeah, and therefore I can say what that the holacha itself is maaseh zutreti. It's a small thing. You go to walk, you buy the mizbeah, shaking is nothing. Just like holacha is nothing. Just like holacha is nothing because you're next to the mizbeah, like he said, that it's not considered a avodah, so too shaking is nothing. Oh, but what's considered something? Once you finish shaking and the blood didn't get to the wall of the mizbeah yet, or to the base of the mizbeah, whatever it is, the top of the mizbeah, that's considered a maaseh, which you have to make pigul. Now, how do you know that the blood is considered, the mitzvah is not finished until it hits the mizbeah? How do you know that? Maybe the mitzvah is finished once it leaves the animal's neck. I'll tell you why. There are ba'amineh Rabbi Yirmiyam Rabbi Zerah. This is the story. Hayam mazeh. He was sprinkling the blood of a hatat, let's say. V'nikta'a yado shel mazeh ad shelo hagiya dam la'avir ha'mizbeah. Wow. The Kohen became a Baal Mum. His hand got cut off. The bird bit his hand off. I don't know, the bird was dead. But his hand got cut off before the blood hit the Mizbeah. He sprinkled. He shook the animal. The blood's mid-air and the Kohen's hand got chopped off. So is it kasher or not? So what does it say? Amar leh pesula. No good. Because it's considered as if he did the Hazah as a Baal Mum. Right away, that's the proof. So what do you see from over here? That the mitzvah is not finished until it lands. Therefore, since it was mid-air, they didn't give it up in Pesukim. My ta'ama, v'hiza v'natan b'ainan. It says the Pasuk, v'hiza. Next to the Pasuk of v'hiza, it says v'natan. So what do they learn from over there? They learn from over there that the hazah has to be done in a way like the netina is done. Just like netina, the guy's hand is there when he puts it. His hand's there until the end of the ma'aseh. Yeah, v'natan. So to a hazah, the blood's got to be there. By the time it hits, his hand's still got to be intact. Oh, so what do you see over here? The reason the mitzvah doesn't finish until that point. Oh, so now comes the Gemara and has a question now. So what were they laughing at him for? Which means, let's review what happened. Let's review the history of him. The rabbi came along and said, ah, you know what? This holacha shelo beregel, it's a machloket Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanan. Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah had said kasher, holacha is kasher. Mean that you don't have to have pigul, doesn't affect holacha. It was talking about exactly this case. You were sitting right next to the mizbeah, and you put the stuff on the mizbeah. He says kasher. That's the case that we're talking about. And if we must hold holacha shlo beregel is indeed kasher. That's the Mishnah shita. That's how you explain the Mishnah. Why? Because you're calling this a maaseh zutreti? You're calling this a small maaseh? Yeah, then what about hatat ha'of according to you? Hatat ha'of according to you, you'll never have a way of pigul. If it's talking about the time you're shaking it, that's nothing. It's maaseh zutreti. Pigul. No, it won't work. If it's talking about the blood came out already, the mizvah's over. So what are you talking about? That's not a question. I can tell you the pigul is done when it's in the air. You're right. This is considered a maaseh zutreti. Shaking the bird that's right next to the mizvah is not considered really a maaseh. But the mizvah's really not finished until it lands on the mizbeah. So the guy made a pigul. So what's so funny? What are you laughing at it for? Could be the Mishnah talking about that. So he was right. We have to explain that they laughed at that shita for a different reason. When they came from Rab's Midrash, Amri, this is what they were laughing at. Says, what are you talking about? You're learning the Mishnah, Hadush now. They're not arguing on the regular walking. Didn't we learn the Mishnah? They always argue on the regular walking to the mizbeah. Why? What was the Mishnah's logic? The Mishnah once said, what's the reason why holacha is not considered avodah? Because you can do without it. Even the regular holacha. What about the regular
walking from one corner of the Azarat to the Mizbayah. No, they're not arguing on that. What do you mean they are arguing on that? How could you learn the Mishnah any other way? The Mishnah gave his reason. What was the Mishnah's reason? The reason why Halakha is not considered Avodah, because you, if Shal Batelota, you could nullify it. Hello, if you could nullify it, so she's even talking about a long Halakha, you can nullify it. So that's what they were laughing. How did you come along? Like, redefine the Mishnah. Oh, I was only talking about where they were next to the Mizbayah. Ela beholakha zutreti kula amalo pedigi de pasla. Oh, Ela, I'm going to tell you a hadush now. That if you're next to the Mizbayah, everybody's going to say, what? That's pasla, because that's something you need. Yifshal lebatela. Do you have to make some type of holakha? What's the minimum holakha? Standing next to the Mizbayah. So even the Bishmo is going to say pasul, because that's the minimum you have to do. Where's the machloki going to be? On the long walk, because since the long walk you could be mevatel, so the Bishmo is going to say that's not considered avodah, where pigul is going to bother you, and the banalik is going to argue. But next to them is bayah, but that is going to be the pasul. You can't move it. Slaughter next to them is bayah. Slaughter next to them is bayah. Rabati, I don't have to do rabati. This I have to do. Next to Mizbah is the minimum. So on the minimum, everyone says consider avodah. Ki peligah beholakha rabati. Therefore, you have no ra'aya. You wanted to say that in the Mishnah, it's a machloket. It's not a machloket. Adrabah. Next to the Mizbah, everyone is going to say it's pasul. Which means it's really considered an avodah. Why? Because it's the minimum item. You cannot be mevatel. Where's the machloket going to be? From the Azra all the way to the. Okay, so therefore the Gemara says you have no ra'ya. It's a machloket. We thought it's a machloket. Standing next to the Mizbaya. We wanted to say, what's the machloket? The machloket is a holakha. Without walking, considered a holakha or not. According to the Rabbanan, we wanted to say, it's pasul. And according to the Bishim, we wanted to say, it's kashe. No! Holakha next to the Mizbaya. Everybody's going to say, it's considered an avodah. It is an avodah, and that's why it's going to be pasul if you make a pigul. Because it's the minimum, you have to do that. You can't even tell it. Where's the machloket? On the long walk. Okay, one more question. Holicho zar. Okay, what happened? Zar walked it. No good. V'haziro kohen. V'hazar v'holicho. Aha, what happened? We learned this case already. You want to undo it. Zar walked it to the Mizbayah. So, no good. Zar, no good. So give it to kohen. He walks it back. Undoes it. And then... then walks it back to the Mizbayah. Didn't we discuss this above? Wasn't this the Gemara's question above? Can you fix it or can't you fix it? We discussed this over here. Can you retry it? If you did it pisul, could you redo it? So now what's the Gemara saying? Is it a new story? Didn't we discuss this already? Now, in truth, we did discuss, but where will we discuss that? We discussed it in the case of holakha shelo beregel. Above, we talked about it where everybody was stationed, where he just handed it off. So we said over there, can he give it back? Can you undo it? That was one sefik. Here we're discussing a different sefik. Here we're talking about where he walked it. It was a holakha beregel, which means. So what's the haluk between the two cases? What's the haluk between a holakha shelo beregel that we discussed above, that we said you can undo it? Mashiachin over here, we have a sefik. If he walked it, we have a sefik. What's the difference if you walked it or you handed it off? So there's a famous. Hadushay Rabbeinu Chaim HaLevi, the great Soloveitchik dynasty, he says like this: Afagav de legabe holacha shelo beregel hesika gemara leeshef shalit takena. We don't know if you can fix it. Amoraz is sover shepesul holacha bezar ena nitan letikun. Yishtan sevara peshuta lehalek. What's a sevara peshuta lehalek? Holacha shelo beregel ena avoda pesula. There, when you do it shelo beregel, it's not pesula. It's just that you didn't do a holakha yet. So if you didn't do a holakha yet, I can reverse it. Just you didn't do nothing. Holakha shelo beregel is considered zero.
So therefore, you didn't make a holakha. So give it back and make a holakha. Mashi'ik, when you make a holakha, when you walked it bizarre, it's considered a holakha pesula. You did a holakha, you did it wrong. There already can be, well, once you did something wrong in between, you can't undo it. You broke it. There's a chiluk between not doing anything and doing something wrong. Holakha shelo beregel, lo shemehala holakha. So, of course you can metaken it. Mashi'ik, this is mashi'ik holakha, you walked it. So they have a question, can you fix it or not? So the Gemara says, that's why Gemara has a safek in this case. One says, if Shalat Gemara, which is not. Hodiko Kohen. Reverse case. The Kohen, oh, this is an interesting case. The Kohen walked it. Okay, it's game over, he did it. V'haziro. They went backwards. He undid his own action. V'hazar v'hodiko zar. Now, the last thing was done by the Zar. What's the question going to be? Do you count the first holacha or the second holacha? Do you consider the first holacha? The Kohen did it. That's it. I don't care if you undid it, so it's the Kohen did it. Or do you say, no, no, bottom line, how did it get to the Mizbeah? It got to the Mizbeah after it was up. Okay. Amar Avshimi bar Asher, the Devera Makshir. Wow, this is tricky. The Devera Makshir Pasul. The Devera Pasul Makshir. Whatever we just said in the last case, it's going to be reversed. Okay, let's speak it out, and then we'll stop here. Ledevrei ha-makshir pasul. What was the last case? You have a kohen, a zar. He walked it, and then what? They walked it back, and now they say, and the kohen did it. So according to Shita that said it's kasher, that means what? You go according to the second guy. So if you go according to the second guy, so in this case, over it's pasul, because the second guy was a zar. But according to the one that says the devra posel, he holds why? Because you go after the first guy. In the last case, the zar brought it to the mizbeah. So if you go in that case after the first guy, so in this case, who was the first guy? The kohen. Basically, we're making a very elementary machloket. It's whether you go after the first guy or the second guy. So in the reverse case, whoever says kasher, that means why? You're going after the bottom line. Who brought it to the Mizbeah? The Kohen. So in this case, who brought it to the Mizbeah bottom line? The Israel. So if it's Kasher in that case, it's Pasu in this case. If it's Pasu in that case, Kasher in this case. So Gemara says, no. Avamar Aflet Devea Posel Pasul. Even according to the opinion in the last case that said it's Pasu because the first guy brought it, in this case, he'll say it's also Pasu. Why? Because bottom line, my Tama Deha Tzarich Le'amtuye. Bottom line, who brought it to the Mizbeah? It was brought by a Zar. Which is bottom line, you need a Ma'aseh. Once the Kohen walked it, and he walked back, hey, hello, you gotta get to the Mizbeah. Tzarich Le'amtuye. So even according to the opinion, this is Pasul in the first case, he's Mahmir. He's, you know what? Since the Zar walked it to the Mizbeah, Pasul. I don't care if the Kohen finished it off. Bottom line, Zar walked it to the Mizbeah, Pasul. Even in this case, it's going to be pasul. Why? If you go after the first guy in this case was kasher. Yeah, but he undid himself. Once he undid himself, I need somebody to bring it to Mizbeah. Bottom line, who brought it to Mizbeah? Zar. Amar le Rav Yirmiyah le Rav Asher. Hachi amar Rav Yirmiyah ben Difti. Had tzarich le'amtuye. This, what we just said. In this case, what we just said. Of a kohen that walked and reversed it. And now a zar brought it. So that's sevara. Then you say, well, he had to bring it. So if it's pasul, it's machloket. Rabbi Yehizra the banan, ditnan. Rabbi Yehizra Omer, hamhalech bimkom shesarich lehalech. He's walking to bring the blood to the mizbeah. Machshava poselet. Of course, but let's say a pesar korban hatat. Where let's say that had a machshava shelo lishma by pesar hatat shelo lishma is posel. So again, simple case. He's making the holacha. And he has a kavanah shelo lishma, so we say machshava shelo lishma we posel by hatat and a korban pesach. Makom she'en tzarich lehalech, but in the place where he doesn't have to walk, we'll see what that means. En machshava posel. What is this talking about over here? Vamaraba. What's the case it's talking about over here? Hakol modin kibelo bachutz v'chniso b'fnim. What's this case? Let's say he received the blood far from the mizbeah, kibelo bachutz, and he brought it towards the mizbeah. That you have to walk. He received it outside,
and now he's walking it. So since he had to walk because he slaughtered it outside, so that's going to be pigul area. Okay. Kibelo bifnim v'tzio lachutz. Let's say he received the blood next to the mizbeach and then he walked away. Zehi lusha in sarik lalech. You didn't got to walk away. And therefore everybody's going to say what? Kasher. Pigul doesn't apply because you were next to the mizbeach. Why'd you walk backwards? So what's the machloket? Nechleku, lo nechleku, ela kishich niso v'hazar v'otzio. Where's the machloket? They saw it outside. He went and came back. Oh, mor savar hasarich lamtuye, or mor savar lavki lukasich lamudadame. One's going to run, rabbi's going to say it's pasul. Why? Because barman, you walk back, you got to return it. Therefore, it's going to be pigul on the way back. And the other rabbi says you didn't need it because you were there already. You walked it good and then you reversed yourself. So you see the machloket is going to be in what? In sarich lamtuye or not? Let's review what just took place over there. Comes out according to this point over here. Get this clue what I'm saying. We'll have three shitot in holacha. We have the Bishimon that says holacha is nothing. You don't go to Rabbi holacha because you can do away with the whole thing. So holacha is nothing. Okay. The pigul doesn't apply by holacha because you didn't have to do it holacha in the first place. You can do it. Okay. It's a Bishimon. Then you'll have the rabbis. The rabbis will say, no, there is pigul in holacha. There is pigul in holacha. I don't care that you could have done without it. There is pigul. And then you're going to have, and the Rabbanan are going to say what? There's pigul in all the cases. There's pigul whether you walked it, and you walked back, and you went back. It doesn't matter. Bottom line, any holacha you could make, there's a pigul. And the Bileez is going to say, depends. Only a holacha that was, that you didn't have to do in the case that you did it. In this case over here, you walked into the Mizbeah. Once you walked into the Mizbeah, you did it already. You walked back? That was unnecessary. Once it's an unnecessary item, he's going to say you don't need a pigul's not going to affect it. So again, where the Mishnah is going to say what? Holacha is never an issue of pigul. Hakamim are going to say holacha is always an issue of pigul. Holacha is an issue. And the Rabbi is going to say, I agree with you, holacha is an issue of pigul. But if you did it already, and you went backwards, you didn't need to go backwards. That's lo tzarich. Oh, but what do you see? And what's the logic of the machloket? The rabbis are going to say, listen, bottom line, once you went back, bottom line, you got to get back to the mizbeah. You got to get back to the mizbeah. And therefore, since you got to get back to the mizbeah, it's necessary. And according to the Eliezer, he's going to say, you did it already. And that's going to be the machloket in the case that we just said, where the Kohen walked it, he did it, he went back, and now Azar took it. So we're going to come along and say, if you say, Sadiq Lam Tuyah, bottom line, you got to get it to the Mizbeah. Brought by Azar. Or do you say, no, it was done already, and this is unnecessary. Therefore, because of the machloket that we want to say above is the machloket between these two rabbis. Eti be'abaye, you're wrong. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Hamalech bimkom shesadik lahalech. If you had to walk, machshava poseret, kirsan. Kibelo bachutz. If you received it outside and you walked it, that's necessary. Therefore, pigul is going to affect. If let's say you received it next to the mizbeah, and then you walked out, you didn't have to do that. Therefore, pigul is not going to affect it. So we make a diuk now. What's the case that the Bidi Ezer says it's unnecessary, that you didn't have to walk it, where you were next to the Mizbeach already, and then you walked back? That's considered unnecessary. Implying what? That if you were out and brought it in and back, it is necessary. What's the case of the Bidi Ezer? Bidi Ezer says, rule, if you need to walk it, there's pigul. What's the classic case of needing to walk? You slaughtered it outside, you need to walk it. And there's pigul and this is a trip. Okay, talk about it. Okay, what's the case where you don't have to walk it? You did it next to the Mizbeah. You were there. And you walked backwards. Then you walked back. You didn't have to do that. Therefore, pigul's not going to affect. But you were there already. Implying what? Because you were there already. Mashma, if you slaughtered it outside, and you walked it, and then went back, that's considered necessary. You need to walk it. Therefore, pigul's going to affect it. Therefore, the Bidi Ezer holds that what? That even in that case is going to be a pasul, which is what? Like that, like the Hakamim, which means don't tell me like you learned above The Rabbi Eliezer said, ah, once you did it, it's okay. Yeah, this walking is nothing. He also, even if you're walking it, you walked it, you went back, and you came back, it's pasul. So Gemara says, okay, Amarle, itanya, tanya. What should I tell you? If you have a braita, you have a braita. So it comes out, there's only two shitot. The shitat the bishimon, just get this claim, we're done. The shitat the bishimon, what does the bishimon say? Halakha is nothing. Halakha can always be done away with. Therefore, the only halakha they got to worry about pigul is this next to the mizbeach. Anything else, walking this whole zone, you could have done away with it, goodbye. And the rabbi is going to say what? I don't care. Even though you could have done away with it, halakha is considered an integral item, therefore there's halakha the whole way. And Rabbi Eliezer agrees with the rabbis, even in a case where you walked it, so you were done. And then you reversed yourself, now, and you could argue, I don't need the second walking. Bottom line, now you need it, and then what's got to be done, because look at that sheet, the last sheet of the Masech, of the Perek, itanya, demode bar bili aizet tanya. Then machloket ben bili aizet tanakama. There's no machlok ben bili aizet tanakama. Ela, arabi shmon abu kai upali. Which is the only machlok that is going to be, is against Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan. But there's not going to be machlok between Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer is the son of Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Eliezer agrees with the rabbis, and he's arguing with his father. Rabbi Shimon is going to say what? Rabbi Shimon is Rabbi Shimon Yochai. Rabbi son of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Shimon is going to say what? It's kasher. And then Rabbi Eliezer is going to say, like the rabbis, it's always pasul. Even if you walked and you went forward and backwards, doesn't matter. It's considered a necessary holacha, and it was pasul. Hadran, anach, kodah zebah.